we'll go to Simone. So you all have a master tracker. The link to that is in your emails. We put it at the bottom of the emails. It's optional whether or not you want to use it. But this is the lab results US part. If you are in like Canada or Europe or whatever, you would use the lab results international and it converts it. So you can speak my language. It converts it so I can understand what's in there. So if you put your numbers in, like if your glucose is a 5, it'll convert it to like 90 something or whatever. Okay. Huh. Something wrong with this. Oh, well. Glad you're not in the US. Look into that. I mean, that you are in the US. All right. So Simone, glucose is perfect. We don't have uric acid, but we have blood urea nitrogen is a little low. It was low in your last year, and then it had gotten a better in March, and then it went down again. So I would be looking at your digestion, you know, your stomach acid, your chewing, you know, all those sorts of things as well, because the bun and the creatinine are low. We'll look at the proteins as well. And see, this is similar. It, you know, turns green if it's good, and it's orange if it's out of the lab range, and yellow if it's out of the other. So your chloride's a little on the low side. Your carbon dioxide's on the high side. This is unusual pattern. Usually we see people who are more acidic, but this is more alkaline. And when we talked to somebody yesterday who was real alkaline, they said, oh, I've been drinking a lot of alkaline. I was rich. I've been drinking a lot of alkaline water. So do you drink alkaline water or have any other?
No, I just use a alkalizing kind of salt called a healthy salt.
And you use that adding to your water, or do you use
it? Just, yeah, just once a day, just like whatever can fit on a toothpick. And that's a very tiny amount.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terribly high or anything. You know, if you got into much higher, you can get into metabolic alkalosis, and that's not good. But you may not need that. You may need to back that off just a little bit, because those salts that you add to the water usually are for the intention of alkalizing.
Okay.
You're already alkaline.
Okay.
And your phosphorus is a little on the high side. Sodium, the chloride's on the high side. Oftentimes these are related to adrenal. Have you been under a lot of stress? Do you feel like you're stressed?
No.
Yeah, you always seem so nice and calm. And maybe Lisa can throw some stuff in, because she's been working with you for a while and she
may. No, not Lisa. Steph.
Oh, Steph. Sorry, Steph's not on here. Never mind. It was Steph. Your globulin is a little on the high side. Couple of reasons that can be is that it could, again, be the protein. What is your protein?
I've always had that show up in my test that my protein's not been absorbed.
Yeah, well, your protein is actually looks good. Your protein number itself, 7.4. Although in the past it was on the high side, which often indicates that it is not being absorbed properly. Albumin is fine. Globulin is related to the immune system. So let's see if you have, you don't have any autoimmune diseases that you
have.
You do?
Yes. Okay. Hashimoto's.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll look at that and work on that, because that could be why the globulin is high. Zinc, it's been good all along, but it looks like it's lower. Have you changed your supplementation? Are you supplementing?
No, I haven't been taking zinc, maybe that's why, but I do supplement. When I say I eat pumpkin seeds every day, and I just thought I'd be getting enough of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a little on the low side. Maybe up the amount a little bit, or up the amount a little bit, or if you want to get some zinc taste tester, we showed that yesterday, but there's the taste tester where you can, we have it on the site on the minerals page. And get that kind of zinc that you can test and test it that way. It could be, you know, sometimes we're up and down, right? If you're exposed to things, if it's, you know, your immune system's having to work harder, if you're exposed to people with the cold or flu or whatever, then your immune system's working harder and needs more zinc.
Okay.
I do some of the muscle testing to see if I need zinc, you know, on a regular basis, or the taste testing to see if I need it. And I just periodically take a swig out of the bottle and go, And if it tastes gross, then I know I don't need it. And if it tastes pretty good, then I know I need it. And there's instructions for that on the site. Okay, so those are good. Iron is, you know, a teens on the low side. You've had it up and down before. Have you changed since March? Where are you? Oh, no, you didn't have it tested in March. Oh, you haven't had it tested since 17. Oh, wait, these are out of order. So there's
it's out of order. I had it tested last year.
Yeah, you had it tested last year and it was fine a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so have you changed like the amount of green leafies that you're eating, supplementation, anything at all?
I'll have to think on that.
Okay. Well, you might consider, there's an herb called yellow dock.
Right.
And yellow dock is a real good supportive for the liver. It's good for skin, but it also has a lot of iron in it, naturally occurring, and it also helps stimulate stomach acid.
Okay.
And you can get it as a powder from Mountain Rose Herbs. You can get it as a tincture, whichever is more convenient for you. Yeah. And I've seen people, don't want to take too much because you're not terribly low, but I have seen people go from super low to in range within 6 weeks just by taking that herb.
Yeah. That's good to know if it helps with stomach acid, because I think I need help there too.
Yeah. And it is a bitter herb, so you can take it before meals, right? Mm-hmm. To help as a bitter as well.
Okay.
All right. Okay, your cholesterols look good. Your triglycerides, your HDL triglyceride ratio is good. Okay, let's see. Try to get this out of the way. Your TSH, yeah. So your thyroid, how long have you had the antibodies elevated?
They're actually the lowest they've ever been this time.
You're doing something right. That's always nice when we're going in the right
direction. TSH looks bad, but the antibodies look good.
But it's better than it was.
They're better. Time. Yeah. I should say better, not good.
Yeah. So it looks like in 17, yeah. But this is it's common with Hashimoto's for the TSH go up and down and up and down because there's such a fluctuation. It's very common. And that's oftentimes what I use to help people to identify that they have that problem. Your T4 is good. Your T3 is low. So you do have a conversion issue. In addition to the antibodies, you have a conversion issue, right? Are you on any medication?
Just supplements, not, it's standard process, thytropin.
Okay.
And then there's another one called Simplex F.
Yes, it's very low. Yay. TPO of 14. So, and they never were terribly high. They were worse when it was first identified here in 74. Continuing to work on your gut. Right. Mm-hmm. And any exposures, toxins, heavy metals.
I have heavy metals too. So that's
right. So working on getting those down is important. And then I would look at this conversion issue. So looking at selenium is a possibility there.
Yeah. When I do Brazil nuts too every day.
Yeah. So if you're doing them, but you're still low, it's possible that you're not digesting them well enough.
Okay.
So you can consider doing a supplement of an ionic selenium.
Okay.
And then retesting it in a couple of months and see if it's better.
All right.
Right. If it's indeed related to selenium, it may or may not be related to selenium because it could be adrenals high or low. It could be heavy metals. It could be liver, in the gut, because 50% of that conversion happens in your liver. And if you're dealing with heavy metals and your liver is dealing with heavy metals, it's really working on that. So congratulations on getting this improvement. That's really awesome.
Yeah, I was glad to see that.
Your white, I'm not so concerned about white, but they're actually looking at lowering that range to in the 3-point-something, the optimal range. So I'm not terribly concerned about that unless there's other things that are problematic. But your red blood cells are down, and your iron is lower. Even though your iron isn't terribly low, this might be related to that, the red blood cells, the hematocrit, hemoglobin is lower. So even though that iron doesn't look terribly low, you know, it's just mm-hmm. a little bit low, it's showing functionally here, mm-hmm. right? Because you've gone down quite a bit from March till now. Mm-hmm. So I think the yellow doc would be really good.
Okay. And
the other issue, it might be a B6 thing if it's mm-hmm. not converting, right? So you need B6 to make your iron from your hemoglobin from your iron.
Okay.
And what else do we have here? Yeah, and B12 or folate, likely given your diet, it's
probably- yes, it is low because the organic acid test I just did showed that.
It shows that too. Okay. Yeah. So whatever you were taking for B12,
yes,
so when it's not, when you're taking something and it's showing an indication that it's low, it can be one of three things. One, you're not taking enough. Mm-hmm. Two, you're not taking the right form for your body to properly utilize, or three, mm-hmm. you're not absorbing it, right? Yeah. So if you're taking, like, you need to be either sublingual or a liposomal.
I wasn't taking enough.
You weren't taking enough.
Yeah, my body needed more, yes.
Okay, good. That looks good. All right, so you already know most of what's here. Your lymphocytes... and monocytes often are high when there's antibodies, but yours aren't that terribly high. Were you recovering from a cold, flu, some other kind of illness, or exposed to somebody who?
No, but I'm doing kind of a mycotoxin detox, a gentle.
Okay, it could be, and it's been high before, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eosinophils are good. Basophils are a tiny bit. On the high side, which could be parasites. Were there any markers in your organic acids for candida or
yeast,
bacteria? Yeasts. Okay. Yeah. There may be an underlying parasitic type.
Yeah, there. I wouldn't be surprised.
And so you can address that as you address the candida. You can address it with some, you know, maybe some black walnut or artemisia, some of those things that help to balance with the parasites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, whoops. Ah, I hate when that happens. I hit the button and it just went flying. All right, let's see. So D.
D is on the low side.
Oh yeah.
It's not as high as it should be.
And it's been for a long time.
So I know, I have a problem with D.
How much D do you take?
I take two separate Ds. I take the plain D from Seeking Health and the one with K2.
And okay, what's the total?
Total is, I think, 75.
7,500?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you might have a SNP. Have you looked at
your genes? Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I would up it. You may just need to be on 10,000, 12,000.
Yes.
I would up it. You can keep the one with the K2 the same and just increase the D alone.
I will.
Because this will get in the way of everything.
I know.
Right.
And you say I can recheck again in 6 weeks. Oh,
yeah. Retest it in, if you go to like 12 to 15, retest it in 6 weeks and see. And if it's not enough, then up it again.
Okay.
If it's too much, then you can lower it. If it's just right, typically I would have you continue on the same amount, but retest it again in 6 weeks. And then if it's going too high, then you can lower it. But if it's staying the same, you might have found your maintenance dose. It takes a little trickiness to go back and test a bunch of times to figure out your D.
I know. It just seems very hard for me
to. Yeah,
but
yours has been, I would want it higher. All right. So that was your fatty acid from last time. And did you have homocysteine or hemoglobin?
I had CRP, just the CRP.
Just the CRP, and that was okay. All right. Questions?
No, thank you.
You're welcome.